Now let's give our attention to Brother Brent McLaren, Assistant Assembly Overseer and Elder from the Edmonton Woodville Congregation, as he presents the next part of this symposium, Imitate Not the Cowards, but the Courageous, Not the Inhabitants of Miraz, but Jail.
For 20 years, Canaanite King Jabin and his general Sisera harshly oppressed the Israelites. But now the time had come for Jehovah to end the oppression. Thus Jehovah instructed Barak to gather together an army and to prepare to do battle. Now following these instructions would require real courage, because Sisera's army was well trained and well equipped. In fact, the account tells us in Judges chapter 4 and chapter 5 that Sisera had at his disposal 900 war chariots. But the Israelites, on the other hand, they didn't even have a shield or a spear between them. They would be marching into this battle with just the most basic of weapons, just carrying a hand sword. And yet, courageously and obediently, they went into battle. And Jehovah blessed the courage that they showed. First, he caused a torrential downpour, which turned the valley into a mud pit, which turned all of those 900 war chariots into liabilities. And then in Judges chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, it tells us that next, Jehovah confused Sisera's army. This allowed Barak and his men to go in and completely destroy Sisera's army. Now the account, those same verses in chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, also tell us that Sisera was able to escape. He got off his chariot and was able to go by foot to the tent of Jael. Now why did he go there? Well, it turns out that Jael's husband was a friend, was at peace with King Jabin. So he thought it would be a place of safety. But before we look at how the matter concludes there at the tent of Jael, we want to turn our attention and focus on another detail in the account that's preserved for our benefit. So please follow along with me. Turn to Judges chapter 5. And in Judges chapter 5 and verse 23, it talks about a group of people that are identified for acting as cowards during this event. So let's read about this. So that was Judges chapter 5 and verse 23. It says, "Curse Miraz," said the angel of Jehovah. "Yes, curse its inhabitants, for they did not come to the assistance of Jehovah, to the assistance of Jehovah with the mighty ones." So these inhabitants of Miraz are singled out because they failed to act. What exactly they did, the account does not tell us, but what we do know is that some crucial moment they failed to act. So perhaps it was when Barak was gathering his army together, maybe they just couldn't be bothered showing up. Or maybe it was when Sisera was fleeing to the tent of Jael. You can imagine that Sisera would have been alone, desperate, and yet perhaps the inhabitants of Miraz just couldn't be bothered to even detain him. So whatever the case, what we do know is that their indifference won out over their decisive action. And Jehovah took note of it, recording it as a warning in the scriptures. Now let's contrast that with what happened when Sisera showed up at the tent of Jael. Now we'll have to remember that Jael would not have been expecting this. There's no way she would have woke up in the morning anticipating this situation, and yet there it was. There, Sisera was standing at the tent, at her tent. So what would she do? She had a decision to make. Would she support her husband, who was a friend of Canaanite King Jabin, or would she come to the assistance of Jehovah? Well, in chapter 4 and verse 21, it tells us what she did. She took what was available to her, which was a tent peg and a hammer. And when Sisera had fallen asleep, she drove that tent peg through his temples, putting him to death. So how her decisive action stands in sharp contrast with the indifference of the inhabitants of Miraz. So what's the lesson for us? Well, be decisive. Be courageous when opportunities present themselves to act for Jehovah or come to the assistance of our brothers. Now, what sort of situation could occur today that parallels this? Well, in the following dramatization, a young sister is faced with a decision about whether to speak up on behalf of Jehovah or not.
Everything was going fine until Mr. Craig started talking about evolution. He said, "The wide variations of living things on Earth are the result of the evolutionary process. All living creatures, including us, descended from a common ancestor." Most of the class agreed with him, but the other witnesses chose to stay quiet. I wanted to speak up, like Tyler did. But I was scared too. But then I remembered my Bible study. Last week we studied about Jael. She probably felt scared too when facing the terrifying Sisera. But she used a tool she had to come to the assistance of Jehovah, and he blessed her for it. It made me think about, what tools do I have? I think there are good reasons to believe that God designed all living things. My phone contains a lot of information. My contacts, notes, emails, pictures, but it didn't come that way. I put it there. That's just a phone. What about the information for this plant? Where did it come from? I'm really glad I took a stand, and it even led to a good witness.
So like Jael, like the inhabitants of Miraz, and like the sister in the video that we just watched, we may suddenly be presented with a situation that calls for courageous action. How we respond will depend on our faith and upon the depth of our love for Jehovah. But remember this, Jehovah sees and appreciates your courageous acts. You know, with Jael, after she acted so courageously, she's referred to in the scriptures as the most blessed of women. So have confidence that Jehovah will bless us too as we show courage on behalf of his name.